Frogs have had a role in storytelling for ages. The Brothers Grimm had the Frog Prince. Aesop used them, too, in his tales.
In the 1950s, there was a Looney Tunes cartoon about a singing frog.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
That creature would only sing for one man who tried and failed to get him into show business.
And now frogs are hopping all over the internet.
If you're seeing this, you are on the frog side of TikTok.
Insider's Palmer Hosh first noticed the trend when a video of a frog sitting on a bench appeared in her Twitter feed.
I was just entranced. And from that point on, I just started seeing more and more and more frogs showing up across social media platforms.
Hosh discovered that frog posts on Reddit more than doubled this spring compared to last year. She saw similar jumps on Google, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr.
It really seemed that cross-platform, frogs were starting to have a moment.
Frogs had a darker moment not too long ago. Kermit the Frog was used to troll people, and the cartoon-faced frog Pepe was co-opted by white nationalists. But this recent wave of internet frogs is different.
A lot of what we see now is just cute and wholesome and fun.
I think I just found my new favorite bodily sound.
Like delighting in frog screeches, or videos of frogs posing in cowboy hats or taking baths.
There are now recipes for frog-shaped bread, along with just plain old frogs. Lots and lots of frogs.
They're just kind of there. They're weird in a cute way, and in that sense, they make for prime meme subjects.
And Insider's Palmer Hosh says there doesn't need to be any deeper meaning to why frogs are suddenly everywhere.
It just boils down to the fact that frogs are cool.
No need to kiss them and turn them into a human. These days, you can just love frogs as they are.